a lot of conflict about what happened with this billionaire.
Jeffrey Epstein, yes, fellow who managed to avoid much punishment more than 10 years ago in some prosecutorial arrangement. I mean, well, I don't even know how it went.
They won't prosecute him again if you read the indictment. Right. And his attorneys are saying this is just double jeopardy. I wanted to have Eric Chafin. We wanted to. He's a former federal prosecutor, and he took a look at this for us. And
right.
Always gives us great insight. Eric, how are you, my friend?
Hi.
I'm really good. How about you guys?
We're doing all right. You know, this guy's a billionaire. There's so much mystery surrounding how he made his billions, what he does. He goes in between, you know, between his homes and private jets, and reportedly has staffers pretty much bring underage girls into his home to do really unthinkable things with him. And yet, here we are again for the round two. As a former federal prosecutor, what do you see in this?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I mean, Epstein is on a whole nother level when it comes to billionaires. I mean, this guy flies around not only a private jet, he flies around in a 747 that's a private jet. You know, he talks about investing in people. He certainly runs in circles with the current president as well as former president. He's just a person who has really leveraged his wealth to surround himself with power. And, you know, you're right. This dates back to, you know, 2005 when he first was looked at down in Florida for this. And the conduct now in the Southern District of New York is something that really focuses on a time period between 2002 and 2005. Berman, who's the Southern District U.S. Attorney, is a very wise U.S. Attorney. There are certainly overt acts, and certainly they've now charged two specific crimes, both revolving around human trafficking, that I don't believe at the end of the day will be double jeopardy as to what happened in Florida. And I can get into that in some more detail if you have questions.
Yeah, I think I'm curious, what detail will prevent this from being a double jeopardy case?
Well, I mean, double jeopardy is really focused on charging the same crimes, specifically the same acts of molestation, for example, with the children. And here in particular, he got immunity for crimes, as I understand it, really dating from 2005 forward, around that time. And this specifically is 2002 to 2005. There are specific acts and conduct in New York which are not the acts in Florida, as I understand it. And there are certainly acts in an overall conspiracy that is charged. All they have to do is show different members of a conspiracy than what was contemplated at the time in Florida, and it certainly will take it out of the context for double jeopardy for conspiracy, and certainly the overt acts against individual girls, children, would certainly bring it separate from what was brought in Florida as well.
Eric Chafin joining us. So my deal comes down to money, influence, and power. Rich guy gets arrested,
yes,
and rich guy has, if he needs to, $10 million to pay bail. Then he has big-time attorneys, which he can hire several. He can get hearings moved around. He can get this thing delayed for 6 years. Poor guy, he stays in jail. Rich guy can hire an entire private investigative firm.
Yes.
My point is, Eric, and you know, I could extrapolate and exaggerate and go on and on and on about this, but you kind of get it. You've seen this in your career. I know I've seen it in mine. Is there a level playing field, rich man versus poor man, in court?
You know, it's all relative. I think that there's a better chance with these particular crimes today in 2019 than what there was in 2005 to 2008 when he faced these charges before. If you look at the deal that he got then, it's just unbelievable. A non-prosecution agreement where they agree to immunity for any potential co-conspirators, that's unheard of. I've never seen that in my life as a prosecutor, as a private attorney. I've never heard of that before. Agreeing to not disclose it to the victims, which is in direct confrontation to the act that allows the victims to actually know about the hearings and to actually attend and testify if they need to in both state court as well as federal court. It's just really unbelievable. Am I optimistic that now with Berman, with what has happened and become public after the Me Too movement, I think there's a much better shot of getting a certainly a fairer shake for the victims here in New York. And also, I mean, it's changed dramatically for victims, which is very positive. I mean, on the victim side now, you have attorneys like David Boies, for example, who viewers or listeners may recognize because he'd represented Al Gore in the election battle back at the time the ballots were being recounted in Florida for the election years ago. And so, I mean, David Boies is now representing victims against someone like Epstein. And so there's just a much different climate today than what there was years ago. And so I'm more optimistic that justice will be served. but it's a long time coming for these victims.
Yeah, no joke. So, and before, when we dial back into the 2000s, Epstein was really kind of afforded a luxurious incarceration, if you will, for the time that he was in custody. Didn't he enjoy just like ankle monitoring, and he was able to come and go but spend his nights there?
Yeah, you know, Acosta, who's now the Labor Secretary at the time of his confirmation, he said, well, you know, bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, and we had jail time for someone who had committed sexual offenses, and that was the reason why we allowed what we did. But the reality is he really had a private area within the Palm County jail, as I understand it.
Yep.
He also, as you said, got to release, you know, 12 hours a day for work release, 6 days a week. And if you look at any commentary on this guy, you know, most people with his wealth are working, they joke, 26 hours a day. He's lucky to be working 26 hours in a week. He really does what the current president says he does, which is he loves beautiful women, particularly young, beautiful women. And frankly, I think it's a little offensive that they're referring to 14-year-old girls as anything but children,
yeah,
which is really what they are.
But big picture, I need you to help our audience hear this, because outside of this case, Eric, if I can throw millions of dollars at my defense,
oh, yeah,
I'm much better off than the schmo on the street. Am I not, sir?
Unfortunately, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the reality of the circumstances. If you have the resources, obviously, to go up against the government, you have a better chance of success in different ways, whether that's at sentencing, whether it's at charging, whether it's doing what Epstein did, unfortunately, which is actually dig up dirt on not only the victims, but also on the prosecutors themselves, from what I understand from what's been written. So it's just, it's on a whole different level, unfortunately.
Yeah, I know. Justice, unfortunately.
All we can do is the best we can do, brother.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely right. This case, though, just, I think so many of us, when we hear about these headlines, this kind of one, I think, really rattles you, because it is just so despicable on every level.
Bury him under the jail. And, you know, when I'm sitting there, Eric, I have a 14-year-old daughter thinking, that's my daughter. And
yeah.
I don't think he could get a jury that would be empathetic towards him. He better hope he can come. Right,
I'm with you. My daughter's 14 as well. And, you know, they're young women to some degree, but they're very much children.
Yes.
And the stuff that he was doing and the details of it, which are just beginning to become public,
yes,
after literally
disgusting
years, it's really unfortunate.
Hey, on a completely different note, how was your trip to Italy, man?
It was good. It was great.
Right.
I love road cycling, as you know, and love at my age to get out and exercise and try to be healthy, and it's a beautiful way to do it. So
I love it. We love having you on the show. Eric Chafin, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me. Be well, guys.
See you. Everything you said, right on.